Okay, today during my individual oral, I want to talk about the global issue of the bad treatment of pets in Western society. That's a relevant issue because, first of all, pet sales have been rising in the US, especially during Corona times, and with that, the amount of mistreatment of pets has also risen. The first extract I will be looking at is the poetry of Philip Larkin. To be more specific, I have taken the poem Take One Home for the Kitties. My other extract is the advertising campaign I Am Not a Pet from the American pet food producer IAMS. First of all, I will speak about Larkin's poetry. Larkin was a poet in the 20th century. He was also an animal lover, which can be seen, for example, in his poems First Sight and Myxomatosis. And this is surprising because Larkin usually had a negative opinion about almost everything, which can be seen, for example, in This Be the Verse, where he talks bad about parenting, or The Old Fools, where he talks bad about old people. But he loved animals, and this can be seen, for example, by him using rabbits as a symbol for love with Monica. The poem Take One Home for the Kitties talks about parents buying their children pets as gifts and how this can often lead to abandonment and eventual death of the pet. In this poem, he uses juxtaposition. He juxtaposes the innocence of the child and the pet with the cruelty of death. And he depicts that, for example, by here, where he talks about playing funeral, which juxtaposes playing as a childish trait with funerals, which is considered with death and just a negative theme, which contrasts. Also, for example, when he talks about pets being living toys, where he objectifies them and takes away the respect that humans should have for living beings. This shows generally the bad treatment of animals in this case and of pets. Here, juxtaposition is a tool he often uses, for example, also in poems like First Sight, where he also talks about animals and where he juxtaposes the short life of with the innocence of the being. In this poem, he also uses direct speech, always at the end of the stanza. So for example, here, mom gets one of them to keep, and the second time, mom, we're playing funerals now. This is also showing first the children want pets, then, here it says they're soon wore off somehow. This shows that children should not get pets if they don't have the right mindset for that, and that parents should be more responsible with that, because as it says here, it wears off, and then we have the morbid representation of funeral and death with fetch the shoebox, fetch the shovel, which is also repetition, where it shows the enthusiasm of the child, which is a morbid thing considering they're talking about death. Repetition and alliteration is also a thing Larkin commonly uses in his poems. For example, This Be the Verse. This, he also has the repetition of no in the first stanza, where he talks about the living conditions of pets while they're sold. It has no dark, no dam, no earth, no grass. No is a word that has a negative connotation, which further emphasizes the bad living conditions of the pet. As can be seen, Larkin really cares for animals and was against treating animals badly. And he wanted people to have respect for animals and therefore criticized parents for being cruel to pets. In my second extract, I will be talking about this poster specifically, which is part of the I Am Not a Pet campaign from IAMS. In this campaign, the message is that pets are more than just pets. They should be part of the family. They're living beings and we should respect them as such. This poster mainly works with juxtaposition because when you first look at it, you see the animal. And then you also see the white text that is right in front of the animal, which says, "I am not a pet," therefore juxtaposing the image itself because it clearly shows a pet. This will make people curious because they won't understand immediately, and therefore they have to read the text that is underneath the writing that is big and centered. The text is smaller, and in there it says things like that pets are not just pets that you own, but they're part of your family, that you should treat them better, etc. Therefore, closely linking to my global issue. And this advertisement mainly works because it plays on the emotion of people. We're showing that you should treat animals and pets especially differently than from what most people are doing. You're trying to get animal lovers to relate to the message and be therefore more loyal to your brand. So this advertisement is mainly playing on building brand loyalty. Also, it conveys the message, of course, which is also an issue that IMs wanted to convey. Yeah, this campaign tries to build brand loyalty but also sell product. So it does that by depicturing this message, which is in society considered good because we usually want to live up to society standards, and therefore people will try to treat their pets as the best they can. And IM suggests that they can do so by buying their cat food, not cat food, pet food. Also, in this poster specifically, we have the dog looking directly at the viewer, therefore addressing the viewer, so you will feel more addressed and more prone to read what is actually meant by this advertisement. This is further emphasized by the gray background, which really just puts the pet in the center of this advertisement. Also, for the whole campaign, we have the wordplay with "I am not" and "I ams," which will further get people to recognize the brand because it sounds really familiar. And "I ams" and the slogan is really small at the bottom, but because this is so familiar, people will still recognize it. Other pictures of the campaign are very similar to this one. For example, there is one that is built exactly the same way with a cat, therefore also bringing in cat lovers, because people will feel more addressed if the animal depicted is the animal they actually have at home. So this widens the target audience. And then there are also two examples that are a bit different because they are more colorful, therefore playing more with colors and just seem happier, which also attracts children more because they will be more prone to looking at that. And for example, one of the more colorful ones, the pictures a kitten, which is usually also considered cute, and therefore people will most likely want to protect the kitten, which is a human instinct. Therefore, IMs plays on the innocence of the pets and showing that this also just widens the target audience, making people more likely to read the message and therefore relating to the message and treating their pets hopefully better. Overall, both my extracts use juxtaposition, but in different ways. Larkin highlights the negative aspects of the mistreating, while IMs tries to get people to treat their pets better by highlighting the positive aspects. So overall, you can say that both Philip Larkin and IMs care greatly about pets and want to prevent mistreatment of them in Western society, which links closely to my global issue. Yeah, that's it.
Splendid. Thanks very much. You mentioned the global issue at the end there, so I'll come back to the global issue first because that's also where you started. You're talking, as I said, about pets and their role in society and particularly the mistreatment of animals. How does this transcend sort of nations? I mean, how does that become sort of truly global? And is it something that's consistent around the world or is it different in different places?
I mean, in my oral, I focused mainly on Western society, which is mainly because there the numbers of mistreatment have actually risen considerably. But of course, this is also an issue in other parts of the world. Mm. So we also have it in Eastern society, but there the treatment of pets is handled differently. They have different standards and they consider different animals, pets, than what we do. Therefore, it is not easy to compare the two, but of course, it's a global issue because their mistreatment is also happening. Therefore, it's also relevant.
You mentioned that different countries having different animals as pets. So can you give an example of that?
For example, in India, for example, the cow is something that's considered holy. We would consider the cow more as, a provider for meat. Mm. So they will just consider pets differently. Mm. Or for some countries, they do not have dogs or cats as their pets, but other animals.
Yeah, I suppose some things are more domesticated and some things are more sort of industrialized than others, I guess.
Yeah.
What about the actual extracts themselves? I mean, from which cultures do they sort of originate?
I mean, as I said, this one comes from American pet food producer, so it's an American ad, which represents the US basically.
Mm.
And this is also very modern. This has been from recent years. Well, my first extract, Take One Home for the Kitties from Larkin, as I said, is from the 20th century, so it's not from the same era, but it covers the same topic basically. And this is from Britain, which is also the Western society, but it shows different aspects because it's from different time periods.
Mm, super. Okay, coming to the Larkin poem, you spoke some detail about some different techniques: juxtaposition, direct speech, repetition, alliteration. The thing I wanted to ask you was about the title of the poem, actually. What kind of impact does the title have on the poem and its meaning?
I mean, the title is really sarcastic, because it sounds like advice, take one home for the kitties, with one obviously meaning pets. And it seems as if Larkin is giving advice to parents, but if you actually read the poem, then it's, of course, really just sarcasm, because he basically in the title gives the advice that he criticizes in the poem. Mm. So this is kind of trying to get people to pay attention to that and read it, because people will be confused. Is he actually promoting such a behavior? But then when you actually read it, then the shock value of the exact opposite is coming into place.
Okay, thanks. And what about you spoke about a lot of details in the advertisement, in fact I had a few questions lined up for you that you then addressed in your presentation, but what about the small text underneath the big text? I mean, what can we glean from that?
In the small text, they're basically explaining why the slogan, how it relates to the image and why it actually makes sense, and it explains the juxtaposition. So it brings sense to the meaning, I am not a pet, when showing a pet. And it shows that a pet is more than just a pet. Mm. And it's really addressing it like that. For example, there was one line about, you're not my owner, you don't own me, I'm part of your family. Which is, again, showing that pets are not an object that you own. It's a living thing and you should treat it as such.
Mm. Okay, cool. You mentioned the point of view, this kind of looking directly at the camera. Is that something that's consistent across the campaign?
For most of them, but there are two exceptions. There's one with a bulldog that looks sideways, same with the cat.
Mm.
Those two are different, but for example, there's one with a chihuahua and the one I mentioned with the kitten.
Mm.
Both of them look directly at the camera. And the directly looking at the camera, of course, emphasizes the focus on the pet and you feel more addressed as a viewer.
Mm-hmm.
But looking sideways also shows off, for example, for the cat, it also showed off that it was kind of a beautiful, majestic animal, because it was emphasized by just the way it was positioned.
Tremendous. That's it. We've run time, so thanks very much.